So far I've talked about phonemes and that there are 44, and I've suggested that there were 44 sounds in English. Now, when we look more closely at a language, we come to realize that this is a bit of a half-truth. When we talk about 44 phonemes, we're talking about a very narrow description. A broader description also includes something called allophones. So if you compare the words pit and spit, in pit you have p, p-it, and in spit you have s-p-it. So there are four phonemes compared to three phonemes. However, if we look at the p sound, so the first consonant of pit has an extra puff of air after it, which is not found in the p of spit. This extra puff of air can be transcribed with the IPA diacritic for something called aspiration. There's like a H, little H symbol on it. Now, to show you the difference between the two p in the pit and spit, I'd like you to place an open hand in front of your mouth, so that you have the palm of your hand a few centimeters in front of your mouth, and then say pit, and then say spit, and see if there's a distinction between the explosive air which you feel on your hand, and you'll see that one is more aspirated than the other. So in English, p and p are allophones of the phoneme p. So the allophones of one phoneme. And switching allophones of the same phoneme won't change the meaning of the word, but there is a slight difference between them. Perhaps an analogy to this would be to think of a superhero, and Superman and Clark Kent. They are the same person, but they're realized in two different ways. Similarly, you have one phoneme which might be realized in two or three or perhaps even four different ways. Different languages can have different groupings for their phonemes, and this aspirated P or the not aspirated P belong to the same phoneme in English, but they belong to different phonemes in, for example, Chinese. If you were to change a word, and on one of them you have a P and on the other one you have a P, just a softer one, then there will be a change of meaning in the word.